So what does this spiritual community, which is at the heart and centre of Sukhavati, and which is part of the Western Buddhist order, do? What does it do? Essentially, it does just one thing. It tries to create for itself and for others conditions more conducive to human development, more conducive to spiritual development. And it does this mainly in three ways. It does it in the first place by forming, as it were, under the roof of the building called Sukhavati, a resident spiritual community, which, as I think has already been mentioned by the chairman, will sort of stabilize at about 25 people. At present, there are about 35. And secondly, it creates opportunities for right means of livelihood on a cooperative basis. This is the second thing it does. And the third thing it does is providing meditation classes, courses in Buddhism, communication exercises, yoga, and other methods of individual development. And these three things, which Sukhavati tries to create, which the spiritual community at Sukhavati tries to create as more conducive to human development, more conducive to spiritual development for its own benefit and the benefit of others, these three things correspond to three of the most important things in ordinary human life. Things which, on balance, are not conducive to spiritual development. That is to say, in the first place, the family. In the second place, work, in the ordinary workaday sense. And in the third place, ordinary leisure activities. The three sets of conditions which Sukhavati tries to create as conducive to human and spiritual development, as it were, takes the place of these three things in a more positive way. Takes the place of family, work, and leisure activities. And by the family one means, in this context, the claustrophobic, neurotic, nuclear family, that is to say, the monogamous couple with one or two children, car, television set, dog, cat, and budgerigar. And by work one means, in this context, wage slavery or salary servitude, which amounts to earning money in ways which are harmful to one's own development and which exploit others. And by leisure activities, one means activities which enable us simply to pass the time, to forget about work, maybe forget about the family too, and maybe even to forget about our own selves. So Sukhavati comprises three things which represent transformations of conditions which are not helpful to spiritual development into conditions which are helpful. That is to say, the resident spiritual community, the cooperative, under the umbrella of which are conducted various right livelihood projects, and thirdly, a centre, i.e. the London Buddhist Centre, where various methods of individual development are taught. And these three things between them constitute the nucleus of the new society. The spiritual community, the resident spiritual community, that is to say, the cooperative, and the centre. These three things between them, under the overall title, as it were, of Sukhavati, constitute the nucleus of the new society. And the first of these, the resident spiritual community, has of course been in existence now for the last 3 years. It's grown from the original half dozen people up to about 35, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, it's expected to stabilize at about 25. And it's this resident spiritual community, resident at Sukhavati, which in the course of these last few years has created the other two. That is to say, created the cooperative and the centre. at the Right Livelihood Project, under the overall umbrella of the cooperative, have been functioning now for the last 2 years. In May this year, in fact, I believe, they were brought under the umbrella of what is called the Pure Land Cooperative. And as for the centre, that is to say, the London Buddhist Centre, that came into existence only yesterday with the dedication of the shrines. And from tomorrow itself, it'll be functioning with a full programme of activities. Every evening, there'll be classes and courses. There'll be some activities during the day, also at weekends.